Okay, so I have decided to take part in Salty Al's questionnaire. I have listened to so many of your guys' questionnaires, and I really enjoy getting to know you beyond your naughty, naughty audios. So I thought I would return the favor in kind. So this is Naughty Little Naughty, and I am gonna respond to Salty Owl's new November cheeky challenge, vanilla questionnaire. I am going to forego the challenges, mostly because I can't think of something to sing long enough to answer the questionnaire, and I don't have time to masturbate, or I would totally do it while answering this. Anyway, all right. Number one, what was your first sexual experience like? Were you alone or with someone else? I feel like this question is incredibly revealing and a very, very vulnerable thing to answer. So here goes. My first sexual experience, I was very young, and I didn't know much about sex. So it was kind of entirely a surprise for me, but I really enjoyed it, and I think that's really key for the whole thing. However, the experience kind of became shrouded in shame, because I grew up in a conservative Christian home, so sex was not okay. Sex is something you save for your husband. Every time you masturbate, Jesus kills a kitten. This is how I was raised. And it took me a while to come to terms with the pleasure aspect of it and to be okay with that. But once I came to terms with it, I joined the dark side, and thus here I am. So I guess that's how that went. Sorry, one second, trying to find the second question. All right, two. Describe what you would do if you could spend an entire day doing anything and anyone you liked, and only you would remember what happened. Okay, so here's where I confess. I have a mild crush on someone, in my real life, not online, and I think he's super cute and I really like him. Except for he's married, so definitely not okay. So I would probably spend the entire day doing him. Except for I don't know, maybe I'd want him to remember, maybe not. I mean, this is terrible. I am making myself out to be a terrible, horrible, bad person. So that might be what I would do with an entire day right now. Plus, I could use a good roll in the hay. So definitely would spend it doing something like that. Okay, three. Have you ever participated in a game that included NSFW elements like 7 minutes in heaven, so on and so forth? Yes, I did. I probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, went to a good friend of mine's house, and her husband were playing cards, and they invited me to join. And before I knew it, it was strip poker, because when alcohol's involved and a deck of cards, it always turns into strip poker. So the terrible part about all of this is that I have a non-existent poker face. You can read me so easily, and they did, and I was buck naked before I knew it. So, one thing led to another, and a few shots later, and I was trading sexual favors for chips, because I didn't have any articles of clothing to bargain with. So it led to my first threesome, and it was super, super fucking hot and awkward, like your close friend and her husband. That's kind of awkward, but anyway, it was fun. Okay, four. Have you ever approached someone at a bar or a club with the sole intention of taking or going home with them? I have not. Not to say I haven't taken someone home with me, but I've never gone with the sole intention of it. I think, sometimes, when you go out and you're really feeling it and you look good, and you feel good, because that's what's most important. I think that when I feel that way, my wanting to take someone home with me is always like a low hum in the back of my mind. So consciously, I'm not walking in there and being like, yes, I'm gonna take someone home and fuck their brains out. But subconsciously, definitely, I can tell when I am on the prowl, I guess you would say. Okay. Have you ever performed a sexual act on yourself or on someone else while in public? I have never done it for an audience. But I have had sex in public far too often, while driving, in parking lots, in the middle of a soccer field, on a nature trail run. This is just getting worse. So yes, I have had sex in public places. I tend to be a I want it when I want it kind of girl, and well, about sex, and that gets me in trouble. So, have you ever made contact with another Redditor from GWA or GWA backstage in person with the hopes of hooking up? What happened? No, 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 and no. I haven't met anyone in person, and I haven't met anyone to hook up in person, although I could definitely see the draw there. It's fun to get to know this side of people, I guess. So, next question. Have you ever been caught masturbating? Or having sex. Yes, that whole wanting it when I want it and doing it in public places has had me caught more often than I would like to admit. So I have I have been scolded by police officers. In college, I was going at it with my boyfriend rather vigorously, and my roommate walked in, but it wasn't just my roommate, it was my roommate and all of her friends. So seven different people walked in, gasped, and then swiftly walked out. And I don't think I would have cared too much except for the fact that the college was quite small, and before I knew it, everyone knew it. Also, there was one time in a parking lot, and an entire van of Little League kids pulled up, and it was traumatizing. And I don't think that I have ever put on pants so quickly in my entire life. Yeah. Okay. Do you prefer to watch porn, read erotica, listen to DWA, talk to someone, or use your imagination when you masturbate? I love my imagination. I think if I want it enough, it doesn't take anything but my imagination. However, I have developed a new sort of kink, and I enjoy recording myself while I masturbate. I think it adds a certain element, knowing that people may or may not get to listen to it when I'm done. I do watch porn sometimes, but I think that's more of like a frustrated orgasm. Like, I want to come now. I don't want to put in the effort to turn myself on. Like, I just want to watch a fat cock get shoved into a pussy, or a giant set of tits jiggle in my face. That's what I need right now, you know, so I guess it just depends on my mood. Have you ever submitted a recording of yourself to GWA? Yes, I have a couple. Moving on. Have you ever submitted a picture, video, or GIF of yourself on an NSWF sub? I have not. Nobody knows what I look like, and I'm okay with that. It's not that I'm ashamed of my looks, because I think I'm hot as hell, but I really get a kick out of the anonymity of it all, and I think that it would take very special circumstances to get me to make an exception to that. So, there's that. No pictures, videos, or gifts. 13, if you had to choose between only ever being able to give and receive oral sex, or only ever being able to have sex, what would you choose? Hands down, I would choose sex. I am a giver and a pleaser, and I love oral sex, and I love receiving too. Let's not lie, but there is a power in intercourse. There's a power in the act of sex that I think is unmatched by cunnilingus, or, you know, even a really nice wet blowjob. Okay.
Have you ever played with a stranger on Omegle or Chat Roulette?
No, I haven't. The thought doesn't appeal to me. I don't think it's my cup of tea. I like things to be a little bit more personal. So I want to know, you know, what his mind is like and what his heart holds, and then I want to see his cock hard, you know?
Okay, do you prefer to be watched masturbating or to watch a partner?
I prefer to be watched. I like the naughty aspect of it. So I definitely prefer to be watched. Also, I think that if I were doing the watching, there would be no way I'd keep my hands off. So it would turn into sex almost immediately.
Okay, have you or would you ever take part in a threesome or more?
Yes, I have, and I already told you about it. I will say this, though. The idea of a threesome or an orgy is definitely hotter than the actual act of it. I will say that, like, the naughtiness factor is huge in a threesome, and I definitely got off on that, but I'll say that it definitely wasn't my hardest orgasm or the most pleasure that I've received from sex, but it was an interesting and an enjoyable experience.
Okay, what was the most daring thing you have ever done sexually?
The most daring thing I've ever done is, I was at a Walgreens, and maybe that places me. I was at a store picking up medication, just like a Tylenol, and there was a guy standing next to me, and we were both kind of browsing and looking for whatever he was looking for. I really have no idea. He was tall and delicious, and I don't know what got into me, but I asked him if he had ever had sex with a stranger, and he said no, and I asked him if he'd like to change that. So we changed it in the bathroom, in the store, which sounds hungry and slutty of me, but I had always been very vanilla previous to that, and I think it was like my big breakaway. I didn't want to be so vanilla anymore, and I did something drastic to change it. So that was the beginning of me really exploring my sexuality, I guess.
Okay, skinny dipping. Most erotic experience and most embarrassing.
First of all, nakedness is never embarrassing. Nudity is a beautiful thing, and the human body is exquisite in all of its forms and should never, never be the subject of embarrassment.
That said,
most erotic would be growing up. I had three best friends, and for a week of every summer, we would get a camping spot, one camping spot on this little lake, the only one, and we would spend basically the entire week naked. It was just our thing. We loved it. I don't know. It worked. So, yeah, I guess I've never had any skinny dipping experiences with men. So maybe that's a little weird.
Okay, 19. What is the shortest amount of time you have known someone before having sex or otherwise?
Well, I already explained that. So moments? I don't even know if you'd call it knowing them. I didn't know his name.
Okay. 20. Where on your body is your favorite place for your partner to come?
This one actually does bring me a shred of embarrassment. I like it when they come inside me. I have a bit of a cum fetish, and having my pussy filled with cum drives me wild. It gets me so worked up, in fact, that I will often have a second orgasm after the initial one, if that's how things have played out, simply feeling him come inside me. So there's that. Yeah.
Okay, 21. Have you ever used food during sex?
Yes, I have, and I don't like it. Food is incredibly erotic, but I want to eat it like before having sex or after having sex. I don't want you to suck noodles out of my navel.
Okay. What is the cutest or funniest thing you have done while playing with a partner?
I don't know. I'm not very cute, and I'm not very funny. More like clumsy and silly, so I will have to get back to you on this one.
I prefer to think of myself as like this badass powerhouse of sexuality, and like cute and sweet is something I could only dream to be, I guess. Okay. 23. Have you ever used Skype or any other live video service to hook up with a partner or stranger? No, I haven't. Not that the idea isn't appealing. I think that I've just never invested in anything online enough to bother with it. Like, if I want, like, a quickie or, like, a one-night stand or something, I'll go find it. But I feel like for something online, they would have to be really special to get me to pop my video cherry. Yeah. Okay, 24. Do you prefer to suck on your partner's fingers or have them suck on yours? I prefer to do the sucking.
I think sounds silly. It's an opportunity for me to show off and seduce, and I really, really enjoy that.
Okay. That completes this episode of Naughty Little Lottie's questionnaire answering. Thank you, Salty Owl, for the experience, and I appreciate you guys sticking with me for, holy shit, 16 minutes. Mwah, kisses to you all, and I look forward to getting to know you guys a little more.